Glenside Park, 1882 to 1916, the Gilded Age. 19th century American industrial development created a fabulously rich upper class, and the period from the 1870s through the 1890s became known as the Gilded Age. The rich built grand summer homes in the country and at the shore, had great lakeside lodges in the Adirondack Mountains, and frequented fashionable spas. The growth of industrial cities also created a new middle class, and entrepreneurs seized opportunities to encourage its members to take summer vacations. The American middle class, circa 1880s. The middle class of Victorian America was more a social class than the larger, more inclusive economic middle class of the late 20th century. No tradesmen or laborers were members. The class was comprised of professionals, businessmen, and white-collar workers. While the more affluent could afford a large home with a few servants, white-collar workers and teachers had rather meager incomes. Nonetheless, an accepted code of manners facilitated social interaction among all members of the class. An Adirondack-style country resort, not a hint of malaria. In 1882, Warren Ackerman of Scotch Plains saw an opportunity to develop a middle-class resort by transforming Feltville into Glenside Park. The rustic country setting with nearby rail service was ideal. Feltville duplexes were converted into single-family cottages, and dormer windows and rustic porches that mimicked the style of the Grand Adirondack camps of the rich were added. Though the village was not electrified until the turn of the century, Ackerman provided lush landscaping and recreational amenities such as tennis, golf, and croquet. A resort brochure touted the clear air as having not a hint of malaria, and boasted accommodations in 15 cottages. Board at the new inn included fresh vegetables grown on site. Guests' horses and carriages could be accommodated at the new carriage house, and the resort's carriage driver would meet New York trains. 1889. The 1889 summer season found Glenside Park mentioned in newspapers from New York to California. The following account was printed in the New York Times. Jersey's loss by floods. Plainfield, New Jersey, August 1st. The present estimate of the damage done by the flood from the broken dam at Feltville to the Cadmus Dam, a distance of 5 miles, is $250,000. Streets in Plainfield are damaged to the extent of $20,000. The large upper dam at Feltville, which did not give way, is reported to be leaking badly, and it may break at any time. More rain will prove disastrous. The dam is 20 feet high and holds back a lake a mile and a quarter long, from 300 to 500 feet wide, and 30 feet deep in places. If it gives way, Fanwood and Scotch Plains will probably be swept out of existence, and Plainfield will be inundated. The dam is on property now owned by Warren Ackerman, the wealthy cement manufacturer who bought the property several years ago. It is now known as Glenside Park. Men spent the night on the dam so they could warn the townspeople below by lighting rockets should the dam give way. It lasted through the night to the relief of all, and Ackerman repaired the leaks promptly. Ackerman died in 1893. The resort continued operation until 1916 and was sold at auction in 1919.